My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It is a Patriots preseason Friday, and Jelani Tavai will join us at 9:30 this morning. Doesn't he owe us, if I remember correctly, some sort of in-studio preparation of fried Spam or something?
Yes. Yeah. Spam masubi, right?
I don't know what the dish was called. It was some sort of a Hawaiian delicacy.
Yes.
I think he owes us that from last season.
Because how can you make Spam good?
Right.
And he's like, well, we do it really well.
He can do it. So he will join us.
Have you ever had Spam?
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
I've never had it.
It's like a knockoff version of ham.
Do you want to know the biggest upset of the day?
What?
I used to love Spam.
Eh? Really?
As a kid, I loved it.
What?
On like bread or like how
fried
does one,
Spam?
Did you fry it or how?
Yeah,
did one,
fry it up. Toss some mustard on that baby.
Okay.
Call it a day.
All right. I mean, I'm
how many
like
things
dog.
Could you fry and toss a condiment on? It would probably be fine.
90% of them.
Oh, yeah.
But there are certain things like I
don't get deep fried cauliflower. Like cauliflower is only there to make like to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like cauliflower. So if I'm going to get something fried, I'll eat something good.
Right.
Like what's the difference? Like when people get eggplant parm when they act like they're on a diet, it's the same as chicken parm.
Oh, no, it don't taste like no chicken.
No, it doesn't, but it's just as bad for you.
Yeah, and I don't, I never got the Spam and I never got the fried bologna.
Yeah.
You know, cuz people like ugh,
I will say that the speaking of eggplant, the pesto eggplant, which you can get as an appetizer or an entree
mm-hmm.
at Reno's
mm-hmm.
in South Boston, maybe
East Boston,
mm-hmm. maybe the most underrated Italian offering in our city, and it's in East Boston, not the North End.
Yeah, so East Boston restaurants are spectacular.
I have not been to Reno's forever. I got to get to.
Yeah,
Reno's.
You got
to
get.
We made an agreement. I've never been. We said we're going to do a show outing.
Yeah, that's do a show. Let's do a show outing.
Let's wait for your fam to get out there, and then we'll all go out too.
Okay.
We'll do a big Greg Hill family excursion.
I would love to do that. This is Adam. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't mean to burst your guys' bubble, especially Shine, but I don't know if you heard on the pregame show yesterday that Albert Breer was reporting that their plan is to sit Drake May for the whole season. And there's no really anything he can do the preseason for that to change.
Yeah, I can't wait to ask Mayo about this on Monday. I've heard that.
Really?
Devin McCourty was on this show on Tuesday or Wednesday saying essentially the same thing. And I don't know. I mean, maybe we are looking at it with the wrong eyes. Maybe what we saw from Drake May last night does not look the same to Alex Van Pelt, Gerard Mayo, Elliot Wolf. I don't know.
Sitting Drake May for an entire year would be a massive organizational failure.
Yeah, I go back to Robert Kraft mm-hmm. in the aftermath of Mac's rookie season. where they lost in the wild card round to the Bills, going 10-8. And he said, it's been a while. It's been too long since we have won a playoff game.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get here, and you're just going to basically, if you don't play Drake May this year, the rebuild doesn't even start until next season.
Right.
Well, but then Courtney brings this up, and I think she's spot on. It was interesting when Robert Kraft was on this show a week ago on Friday and said several times that he didn't know what you could expect
right.
from this season.
Well, that's even more
in a almost in a, you know, take the under.
Right. Expect
kinda,
the worst. You know
kinda,
what I mean?
Kind of way.
Yeah, but that's
like,
even
like he's preparing everybody mm-hmm. for a negative diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. But that's so even more of a reason to play right. Drake May, because it's
why
like
else would you watch this year? If you're Robert Kraft and it's just strictly business,
mm-hmm.
why else would you watch this team? Would you want to watch Jacoby Brissett get happy feet and throw a pick in the red zone? Like,
nope. No.
I just, Ramondre Stevenson is a good running back. David Andrews is a very good center. Onwenu is a great guard. Hunter Henry's a decent tight end. They are okay, meh, at receiver. Their defense is top 10. Like, if they have Drake May, there are going to be blowout losses. He's going to have 3 to 4 pick games. They're right. going to be ugly. But you're at least building something.
Right.
With Jacoby Brissett, I have no, I gain literally nothing.
What yeah. you get with Drake May by playing him this year is like no one expects him to go out there and you're going to have 10 wins. But what you get is a guy who now when he steps in the off season, he has a full year under his belt of playing,
yeah.
seeing everything. Listen, imagine where his confidence level is going to be next season.
I would buy that maybe the plan going in was that Drake May wasn't going to play this season. I am hoping that what he has done in training camp and in situations like last night will change their mind. And we can ask Jerod Mayo about that on Monday on this show at 8, I believe.
8 a.m. on the phone Monday, yes.
He will join us Monday at 8.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start, Chime?
Well, Greg, it's funny we've been talking about Drake May versus Jacoby Brissett because Jerod Mayo talked about it a little bit in his post-game comments yesterday after the preseason game. Here is what he said about if Drake May could beat out Jacoby Brissett for the starting job.
I was wondering, would the offensive line ever be an impediment to maybe considering him as the starter or maybe, you know, not giving him as much time if you don't trust the line?
Yeah, for me, we always talk about competition, and that's at all spots. So even if Drake, you know, beats out Jacoby, I mean, he earned that role. And we don't really take that into consideration when he's ready to go. And if he's better than Jacoby, then he'll play. He'll start.
It's the way it should be.
Yep.
That's the way Bill would do it. You know, that's the way any coach should do it is you're drafting.
Well, Bill did it with Mac.
Yeah.
Right?
He did, yeah.
I mean, and Bill loved Cam. We remember
yeah.
those days.
Yes.
I mean, it really, we were surprised
mm-hmm.
because everybody at training camp said Mac was out playing Cam.
Mm-hmm.
And then you remember, I mean, it was yep. an organic, nice moment. Fans were chanting for Mac
right.
at
yep.
a preseason game. Last night had that feel.
978 text from Canton, which says, Hoslong to sit Mac. Hoslong. Don't sit him. Start him. Stardom. All right, what's next?
Well, let's hear from Drake May. Alex Van Pelt incorporated some of the stuff Drake May did in college, and Drake talked about that in his post-game presser.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about this offense with what AVB does. We do a lot of different things. You know, we can spread it out and empty. We can get 12 personnel, 13 personnel on the football. So we do a lot of different things. We got keepers. We got kind of the whole nine yards. So I think a lot of the stuff that kind of translates from college other than
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting in the huddle and using the cadence, it all translates. So I think, you know, that's a good point. And also we go through kind of a list of, you know, plays we like, you know, before we're going out there. We're not just going out there just kind of not knowing what's going on. So we got a little bit of idea of, hey, you know, it's third and medium. I think this call is coming. This is what I told him I liked. So he does a great job of kind of understanding our feedback, you know, from all four of us and just kind of calling what we like. So that's an awesome kind of, you know, way for us to connect.
Let him play. Let the kid play.
Yeah. And that's good by a coach. Like, you should have an offense, but your offense should be able to adapt to what that player does well and what that player likes. Because at the end of the day, they're all, like, every offense is the same. It's just what words you use. The verbiage, exactly. But a go route is a go route. You know, exactly. A corner route is a corner route.
It's just, Greg loves a button hook.
Yes, a button hook is a button hook. I don't know if anybody calls it, but button up, buck. Hey, it is what it is. We know what it is.
Sometimes the buttons have been popping of late, but I'm working on it.
You look good. You look great.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. All right, what's next?
Well, not everything last night was great. There was a bit of an awkward interaction between one Steve Burton and running back Ramondre Stevenson on the sideline. Here is how that went.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. How much are they going to miss him? And who's going to step up in his place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But, you know, Mayo, he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us. And, yeah, I'm excited for Mayo, and I think we can get it done with him.
I wasn't talking about Mayo. I was talking about your defensive teammate.
Oh, Judah.
Judah. He's moving on to better places.
Excited.
At least a different place.
Sure, a different place. Excited for him. You know, I still know he has a couple more years in him, so I'm excited for him.
Yeah, that's on Steve.
Yeah, maybe you want to preface it with
ask a better question,
right. Or at least give the person's name something to hit. The coach that just left or something. You should say the guy who just left. That could be. Well, it could be a couple people. Mac.
Right. I got to be honest. If I'm Ramondre, I would feel like Steve Burton would say Judon's name, but right. If he was going to ask about Bill, he would try and do it in a different way so as to appease the crafts.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. That's not on Ramondre at all. That is, like, totally on Burton.
Mm.
Like, yeah. I don't... Whatever. The broadcast was great. Two thumbs up.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. You don't like it. I enjoy it.
Do you think Mike Reese is Steve Burton's guy?
He did say that several times and then pump his... like his chest, say, my guy, Mike Reese.
I love Zoe. I think Devin's great.
Devin's great. Jason doesn't really get to say much or doesn't want to say much.
Yeah. Devin was with the organization a lot longer, so it's kind of, it probably should just be Zoe and Devin.
I agree.
You know, and then you could have them or.
Or what if we did Jason on the sideline, Zoe and Devin up in the booth.
Well, yeah. Where's Sosi?
He's radio. So they used to do a direct simulcast TV radio, and now they stopped that.
Yeah, so that's a good idea. You put Jason on the sideline, and you got Devin and Zoe in the booth. That's a good idea.
I just, it's different. I like it. But, like, Dubs in the Twitch chat, Curtis, agrees with you. They think it sucks.
No, I really don't. I'm not. I was saying that, you know, I understand it's difficult to do a broadcast that's produced by the team, and I think Zoe is great, and I think Devin's great. You just
think you don't get the same criticism
I mean, candidly, I wasn't as engaged with the broadcast last night. It was on in the background with everything going on, so I just, like, For me, the audience is served by discussing the biggest storyline. So the defense without Judon and Drake May versus Jacoby Brissett.
Right.
That's all I really want to know is, and who better to talk about the backup quarterback than Zoe, and who better than Devin than to talk about what the defense will look like without Judon. They addressed the Judon thing right off the start.
Right.
Because Devin talked about it, and then it was like, that was it.
Yeah.
So, and I get like, sometimes maybe where like a Zoe's coming from, because, you know, the team employs you. So you want to, it's difficult to criticize or maybe talk about some of those things because they come off as, you know, like could be criticizing.
Right.
But you still, like you said, well, what's this defense going to look like without Matthew Judon? And to be honest, if you're on the call, it's going to be who's stepping up.
Right.
But Anthony Jennings. You felt like guys stepped up last night, whether it was Uche or Keon White.
Keon White had a good bull rush they highlighted.
Yeah.
But they did a good job on the Brissett interception. I will give them credit. They highlighted how bad that, I mean, I guess there was no way to dress it up.
Yeah.
But that awful third and goal interception, they did talk a good job.
But you got to be honest and say the defense is, it's a huge hole that you're going to have without Judon. I mean, let's be honest. It's a giant hole when last year, he didn't play. And as a team defensively, I think you had, 36 or 37 sacks?
And you had 54 the year before or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a good talking point.
All right, anything else, Shai?
Nope, that'll do it, Greg.
Okay. You ready for the news?
I'm ready to go, man.
Okay. Courtney is off at a wedding. Shaim has the news coming up.
She had a long note.
Including why taking the same vehicle to couples therapy was a bad idea for one Minnesota couple. So we will get to that news coming up. Curtis, you mentioned your rough night.
Yeah.
Everybody's asking. Just an update on Pudge, because the entire Greg Hill Show family is rooting for Pudge.
Thank you. Pudge is in the ICU at Angel, and he had emergency surgery on his liver yesterday.
Oh.
And he came through. We got a call from the doctor at 1 a.m. Was really touch and go for a bit. Mm. He's still in stable critical, but hopeful to get him out of there today and hope to be on the mend soon. So thank you for your well wishes. I love the Pudge man.
Mm-hmm. He could use some doggy prayers.
Yeah.
Get God, well soon.
God, I love that guy.
How long have you had Pudge?
I got Pudge. He is 12. So it was May of 2012.
Okay.
And so, or he was born on April 1st, 2012. He came from Tennessee, and he is I never had a pet growing up. I came to find out I was the pet.
Yeah.
Wow.
My mom's Italian, crazy with pets. Plus, our street always had other dogs, but I never had a pet. And so,
some people thought when you got Pudge, it was a 50th birthday present, but it's just because you look older.
I am an old man. I am an old 40. I'll tell you that. Yesterday did not help, but hopefully he's on the mend. Thank you.
We are all behind Pudge.
We are.
Pudge strong.
The only flaw of a dog is that they don't live longer.
Pudge strong, and we will be back with Shime in the news next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.